Hello, Benny here, and I'm doing something different today. I'm doing an impromptu stream based off of something that I believe in, an idea, something that I see as a problem. Okay, so as most people who watch me know, I'm a communication coach, and I run a program called Parhesia, where I help people communicate in all ways. And you could call me a contrarian, by some people's standards, a nonconformist. I personally hate labels, but I am the kind of person who doesn't get much representation in the mainstream media because I don't identify as a Democrat or a Republican, and I'm very skeptical of a lot of things that get handed down by authoritative voices and official narratives. And I'm not even going to address the terms that get applied to people like me, but I am a truth seeker. Like all of you, most likely, I think my audience is most likely truth-seeking by nature, or at least interested in truth. And right now, like I said, we don't have much representation, if any, in the mainstream. And when we do, we're often demonized by the mainstream for having radical ideas or beliefs or dangerous opinions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know how it goes. So we have an obligation now more than ever to speak truth, to represent truth, to show up for truth, to be bold and take a stand in the face of what we consider to be lies or propaganda, deception, tyranny, etc. And I can relate to being in that situation. You can feel like you're in a minority of one, like everybody's against you, or you're the only one in any situation, only one in your family, or a group of friends who has this polarizing opinion. And you feel like you have to stand up not only for that opinion or that truth, but for yourself a lot of times. And facing that, it can be really difficult for people. I mean, it can be difficult for almost everybody at certain moments when you have to step up. And one of the pitfalls that I see people fall into, and I can say this with certainty, because I've worked now with hundreds of people in my Parhesia program over the last couple of years, in addition to being this kind of person, this outside the mainstream thinking guy for nearly two decades. One of the pitfalls I see people fall into is stepping up to the plate with a truth bomb and dropping bombs on a person or people, thinking that's what is right, that the right thing to do is just to speak the truth regardless of consequences. And I disagree with this approach. I admire the courage, I admire the audacity and the boldness, and Parhesia literally means to speak freely or boldly. So I'm all about emboldened, empowered speech. But when one just drops a truth bomb, not caring about how it's landing, not having no concern over the person who's receiving that truth bomb and what they're going to take from it or how they're going to react, is not the best approach. Because truth is not sentient. Truth is truth. Truth, similar to money. Money is an energetic thing. You can hate money, but money has no conscience. It's just money. You can hate it or love it or be indifferent, but it's just a thing. It's a tool. Truth isn't a living, breathing thing. So you standing up on behalf of truth because it's the right thing to do, especially if it's a conversation with one person, you're not going to get a reward. Truth's not going to pat you on the back. Truth's not going to give you a high five. Truth's not going to take you out for a drink afterward because you did such a good job defending it. If anything, you've done something harmful or hurtful and disrespectful to truth because you haven't represented it in a way that can help. You're putting more distance between the person you're trying to reach and the topic that you think is important or the opinion that you think is important to understand. And I think this is I know this is a trap that a lot of people fall into, myself included. I used to be that guy. I mean, anybody who knows me from Joy Camp knows that there's a character called the conspiracy guy who is me. I am that guy. I was that guy. And I have worked very hard to not be that guy. My journey of truth and empowered speech and communication and representing truth, all that has gotten stronger, but I'm no longer the guy who just drops truth bombs for the sake of dropping a truth bomb. I'm no longer the turd in the punch bowl, to coin a phrase, and I'm now helping lots of people work through issues like this on a regular basis, helping them figure out a better approach. Now, some people say, well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what's happening, how it's landing. What's the alternative? Staying silent? No. Although staying silent sometimes is the most emboldened, empowered choice when you assess your options. The key here is presence of mind and intention. I emphasize intention a lot throughout my course because it's a framework that I apply to my own life, particularly with interpersonal, human-to-human, peer-to-peer interactions. I studied acting for, 20 years or so, and I don't do that anymore, and I'm actually really happy that I matured away from that pursuit, but I took it very seriously for a long time. And because I'm a perfectionist, I like to, when I commit myself to something, I want to be the best at that thing. When I committed to being an actor, I committed to being a good actor. I didn't commit to being a movie star or someone that people, you know, held on some pedestal and won awards. I wanted to get to that place, not gonna lie, but I wanted to be the best actor I could be. I wanted to be like Daniel Day-Lewis, you know, someone who is just like revered as being a good actor who also stays out of the spotlight. Anyway, the key to good acting is not being good at lying. That is one of the biggest misconceptions, if not the biggest misconception about what it takes to be a good actor. People who say acting is lying have never studied acting. Now, granted, you're not on stage as a character saying what you yourself would say. You're saying what the character would say. But the key to good acting is putting yourself in the character's shoes and understanding what motivates that person. That's the key to acting. You have to walk and talk and think and behave like the person you are portraying. And the key to that is understanding what makes them tick. Understanding who they were as a child. What trauma did they receive? What are the relationships like? Have they been in love before? Have they lost love? What do they want within the confines, the context of the material? What is their goal? You have to know that as the actor. You have to know what you want from each other person, each character that you interact with in the play. So, as the architect behind the character, the person playing the role, you have to know where you're going. You have to know you're starting at point A and you're going to arrive at point B at the end of the play. And inside of that, you have goals with each scene. You have to know what your motivation is, what's driving the character through the scene, through this scene, through the next scene, through the next scene, and then overall throughout the whole thing. What is this person's purpose in life? What is their goal in life? Even if the character isn't necessarily aware of what their motivations are, your job is to know what their motivations are. And that is what will make the audience follow you on your journey. You're on a journey, the audience follows you. So why am I saying all this? Because it's given me a framework to engage with reality through. Not to say I'm lying because I'm acting my way through life at all. In fact, I think I'm very much, one of my superpowers is the ability to be myself in every situation and with any group of people. I'm always myself. I don't front, and I'm good at that. But knowing what you want from a person, knowing what you're hoping to achieve, knowing what your goals are, especially in confrontations, conversations, encounters with other people, what do you want? Understanding your own intention will help navigate every situation, and you can access it on the fly. It can be something that happens in the moment. Now, I have a whole course on this, so I don't want to just keep going and going and going and hammering on point after point, but the more aligned with your overall purpose, let's say if all the world's a stage and you're the star of the show, What is your overarching purpose in life? What is your objective? What are you hoping to achieve at the other end of life? What are you hoping to look back on and say, I did this? What is your mission? Okay, so that's the overall. And in these immediate moments, in these confrontational moments or these opportunities that arise where you feel like truth needs to be represented, you can check yourself before you wreck yourself on the fly. And one of the keys there, so dealing with a person, is understanding energetic exchange, what you're receiving from the other person. So when I say what I said before about staying silent, if it's an empowered choice, sometimes people are lost in their own opinions, in their own state, and we easily dismiss them. People are, let's face it, the root of most people's frenetic energy, frantic energy, their outrage, their emotional outbursts, the irrational passion they can have about topics, it's rooted in fear. So you're dealing with a fearful person. I don't like writing people off as sheep or zombies or NPCs. They're not NPCs. They are playable characters. They are the star of their own show. Even if you think they're regurgitating nonsense, they are the star of the show. And put yourself in their shoes. So if they're spouting off some bad ideas, remember that it's rooted in fear. And if you engage with this person with a fighting energy, a defensive energy, or a guarded energy, or if you're keeping them at an arm's length, or if you go into it ready to debate and sure that you are right and sure that you won't learn anything from the other person, then you're both going to be sunk. And if you think about how we remember encounters, and I mean this with any situation you've ever had, whether it's, you know, just a simple conversation or a really intense one, you don't remember exactly what was said. You remember perhaps the argument, the stance the other person took, you know, the general subject matter, but you don't remember what exactly was said, but you do remember how you felt during it, during the moment, during the exchange, and you remember what you felt from the other person. So in my guide that I give away for free that's in the description below called Talk to Anyone About Anything, I go over some of the major tenets of communication, like asking questions and building rapport. But my most important one is know thyself. And I say this because it's the most important thing. If you know your overall mission, if you don't know your overall goal, if you know how to remember that the other person is still a person who just has some bad ideas right now, if you're present in the moment, you can navigate that situation more grounded, especially than the other person. You have the advantage. You understand your intention. You understand your motivation. And you'll be able to navigate accordingly. And if you're up against a brick wall, an impenetrable fortress of nonsense, of a person who's just, you know, frothing at the mouth, your more empowered choice might be to stay silent and not get into a fight and come back and re-engage. And if it's important to you, the person's important to you, you can re-engage at a future time when things are a little more calm. But it's all about understanding your intention and not just dropping truth bombs for the sake of dropping truth bombs. I think that's about it. Yeah. If you don't know, now you know. The last season of Parhesia is going to launch this spring, which is not too long from now. I've been doing this for a couple of years. This is going to be season 6, and it's going to be the very last season of the course, for reasons I'm not going to go into right now, but it is the last season of Parhesia. And if you've been on the fence about joining, now is literally your last chance. So I have a waitlist link in the description below. If you want to get on board and make sure you're in the know as far as when registration opens up. Click the link below and you'll be hearing from me. And I hope you do decide to sign up. And I hope all of this made sense today. I want to see you succeed in your communications, and I want to see you represent truth in a way that is nuanced and intentional, because the world needs you. The world needs you to step up to the plate and speak, and truth does. If truth were sentient, it would need you to step up and do and represent truth in a way that is applicable and helpful and not just to blow up a situation. If it's important to you, you'll get good. You'll get better at it and you'll succeed. But it does take work, like anything else. And, well, I'll leave it there. Hopefully that was helpful. Hopefully you got something from that. Anybody who's here, I'll check out the comments real quick. If anyone has a question, ask me right now before I tune out, or end the stream, or if you're watching the replay, leave me a question or a comment or a concern, or if you think I'm absolutely wrong in what I'm saying, you can let me know that too, and we can talk about it. I am firm about this. I guess the last thing I want to say is we're falling into the trap of division right now. We all recognize the division as the problem, and we are succumbing to it as well by writing people off and calling them zombies and sheep and NPCs and placing all of the blame on them. When I talk to people about, when I ask people the question, what is your biggest challenge in communication? So often the answer is the other person. My challenge in communication is they're being brainwashed. My challenge in communication is they haven't done the shadow work. That my biggest challenge in communication are statists. These are the kind of answers I get all the time. Absolutely no responsibility, self accountability, responsibility, taking ownership of oneself and one's role in these dynamics. It's really easy to write someone off. I encourage you not to. And if you really do want to represent truth, there are plenty of ways to do it in a way that can be helpful and that can change minds, as long as your intention is not to change someone's mind. Whoa, there's a truth bomb for you. Because how hard is it for you to change your mind? Keep that in mind when you're trying to change someone else's. And if that is your intention, expand a bit. Be a little more specific. All right, I'll keep it there. And I hope that all came across. I winged it. I'm just spouting it off right now. And I think I touched on all the points that I wanted to touch on. And if you are interested in the course, please join the waiting list. And if you have a question for me, drop it in the comments below. And I'll see you all in the next one. Much love. We got this. See you soon.